boat dock, isn't it?
Boat dock. Now, what if it were down on the ocean? What would you call it then? It was a big one that, you say, ships unloaded there. Would you still call it a dock, or you got any other name for that?
I just wouldn't know.
Yes, ma'am. And what about, sometimes you see up in the mountains, a place where you have a lot of water, falling a long distance. What would you call that? Like up at Niagara or somewhere like that?
It's a fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Waterfall.
What are some of the different kinds of roads that people would have around here? I mean, like highways and things like that. Can you tell me something about that?
What, you mean the names of them?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know all of them, but that way, and that is the Highway 89. This is Highway 4. And I don't know if it's a different one.
You mentioned highways. Did they call them the road something different if they're in the city? Now, what if the road was different, say, in a city like in Panama City of Pensacola, and it was in a residential area? You wouldn't call that a highway. What would you call it then, maybe?
A highway. I don't understand the question.
Okay, what would you call a road maybe in the residential area of a city? You see, would you call it a highway then, or would you call it something different?
Well, you usually have a street name.
You used to call it a street. And what about a little road that maybe out in the country that goes off the main road? Now, what would you call that? Maybe, just ran off the highway, a little small road that ran off the highway. You got any special name for that? Would you ever call that a lane or something like that?
Well, I guess it could be called a lane, but I always thought maybe a lane was where somebody lived the outer piece, and then you had to turn and come back would be called, you get to the dead end. And they call that a lane.
So a lane would be kind of like a drive then.
Uh-huh.
A drive. Mm-hmm. And let's see. What are some of the things that the roads are usually be made out of? In other words, you might have them out of concrete, or what else might you have the roads made out of?
I don't know what they're made out of.
If you didn't have any kind of pavement at all, you just have what?
If it didn't have any pavement.
Any kind of pavement at all, you might have what? It'd just be what kind of road?
I don't know. It would just be a dirt road.
Yes, ma'am. And what are some of the ingredients they would use out in the highway? You know that black sticky stuff they might use?
That's asphalt, isn't it?
And let's see. Anything else they might use there besides asphalt?
Yeah, there's something else they use. There's something they call a blacktop, but that's usually somebody's driveway or out something like that. They call that a blacktop, and a lot of them have been just, changing from that to a cement drive instead of the blacktop.
That blacktop, is that what, made out of tar or something like that?
I think so.
Let's see. And what would you call the strip of concrete alongside the street out there that people walk on? What would you
call it? Sidewalk.
Do you have any special name for that strip of grass that's between the sidewalk and the road? Do you have any name? You have anything you call that or nothing?
No, I don't have no name for it. This is just grass.
Just strip
about
grass.
All there to it.
Yeah. If you go to somebody's house and he's not there, whoever answers the door will say, "No, he's not what?
Not in.
Mm-hmm.
Not at home." Or?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. And if you're walking along the road and, say, a dog jumps out at you and scares you or something like that, what might you do? You might pick up if you were walking along with a dog.
Anything you could find, all right.
What would you do? Probably just...
I don't know.
You maybe pick up a rock or something like that?
If there's one handy, I would.
And let's see. Usually make coffee and so forth for breakfast?
Yes, coffee.
How do you usually, can you tell me about how you make your coffee?
I make it in a percolator.
Oh, could you tell me the steps you go through, the kinds of things you do?
Well, I don't use electric percolator, not for breakfast. I just use a little one that I put on the out of the stove. I put my water in and my coffee in, and the top on, I set it over there and let it perk till I get the rest of the breakfast.
How do you usually take your coffee, you know?
Black.
Black. Have you ever heard anybody, you're talking about black coffee,